Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Legislation is changing. Budgets are shifting. And terms like one big beautiful bill can feel anything but beautiful. That's where BHM CPA Group steps in. BHM's purpose is to simplify the complex. Their team is trained to meet today's challenges with real-world solutions in tax, accounting, and business planning. Get the clarity you deserve so that your business can thrive. Don't wait. Visit BHMCPAGroup.com. That's BHMCPAGroup.com. BHM, because running a business is hard enough. Your finances shouldn't be.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
When your furnace or air conditioner quits, you need it fixed. Fast. This is Dennis Sullivan, president of CARE Heating and Cooling. Our technicians are paid to fix your HVAC system, not sell you a new one. We show up on time, diagnose the problem, and get you comfortable again, without the high-pressure sales pitch. It's our commitment to honesty and craftsmanship that helped us win the Lennox Partner of the Year Award and a BBB Torch Award for Ethics last year. So, call CARE Heating and Cooling at 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
The Ashley Benefield trial continues on in a series of testimonies. This week, key witnesses provided detailed accounts surrounding the events that led up to the fatal shooting of Doug Benefield. The court heard from law enforcement officials, Doug's family attorney, and those close to Ashley Benefield, painting a complex picture of the couple's turbulent relationship. In 17, Ashley Benefield moved from Bradenton, Florida, to live with her mother, Alicia Byers. At the time, she was pregnant with Doug's child. In March of 2018, Doug retained a family attorney, Stephanie Murphy, to facilitate communication regarding his involvement in their child's birth. Murphy testified initially the purpose of hiring me was to draft a letter to Ashley, who was pregnant with their child at the time. The purpose of the letter was to open the door for discussion about Doug's participation in the upcoming birth of their child, but also to advise that if she did not feel comfortable with him being present at the birth, he was respecting her need for space. Let's take a listen here. This is social worker Dr. Barbara Russell talking about some injuries that she had witnessed on Ashley. Let's take a look.
Did Ashley Benefield look like that when you saw her prior to the day of the homicide?
Prior to the day, no.
Okay. What was different about her?
When I saw her after the incident, there was edema, sweat swelling on the side of her face.
Okay. And that did that include her right eye?
It included her left eye.
Left eye, rather?
Yes.
Okay. And when you saw her before the homicide, did she have swelling on the left side of her face, on her cheek and her eyelid?
She never had, no.
In fact, when you saw her immediately following the incident that morning at about 1 a.m., was there any indication that by Ashley that her head was hurting?
Objection, hearsay.
Sustained.
Spontaneous statement, Your Honor.
That existing mental, emotional, physical condition.
Can we approach?
Yes.
Back to the letter. Despite Murphy's efforts, Ashley did not respond, and she was induced the day after the letter was sent. Doug was unaware his daughter was born until 5 to 6 weeks later. Following this, Ashley began filing complaints against Doug, alleging domestic violence and poisoning, but an injunction was not granted. Doug eventually met his daughter when she was 6 months old under a court-granted parenting plan. Murphy recounted the surprising turn of events during this visitation. Ashley decided to go with Doug for the visitation, which came as a surprise. I cautioned Doug, advising against it, but he chose to proceed.
And I think you might have said this, but the child was born on what day?
She was born on the 19th of March.
Okay. And at the time the child was born, did you or Doug know that the child was born?
No, gosh, we didn't know for a good 5 or 6 weeks after she was born.
Okay, and how did you find out that the child was born?
I actually found out because I had been monitoring the docket for Manatee County court system, just because there had been no response. And so on May 6th, I saw that Ms. Benefield had filed a petition for protection against domestic violence on, I think it was April 23rd, so about 2 weeks prior to me finding out, she had filed the petition. And in that filing, there was she identified the birth date of the child, as well as, I think, the child's name, which is the first time we learned about that, too.
Okay. And you said she filed a petition for, what did you call it?
It's a petition for protection against domestic violence. So it's an injunction. A lot of people refer to it as a restraining order, but it wasn't granted as an injunction at the time.
Okay. So when, just for knowledge of people that may not know, when someone does a request for an injunction, what is sort of the procedure that it needs to go through?
So a person who files a petition for an injunction, they file it at the courthouse in the clerk's office, and then that gets sent up to the judge, usually a family law judge who's just in charge of injunctions that day, and then the judge has three options, I believe. One is just to deny it completely. The second option is to grant a temporary injunction, but then there's a follow-up or a return hearing.
I'll overrule.
And then the third option is what happened in this particular case, is that the judge denied the petition as a temporary injunction, so there wasn't enough evidence in the petition to warrant a temporary injunction, but a hearing was set to review it.
Okay.
The initial meeting was followed by about 11 months of relative peace between the couple. However, tensions resurfaced as Doug filed for divorce and Ashley made further complaints, including another injunction filing. A psychological evaluation for both parties was scheduled to be discussed in a hearing set for September 30th of 20. Tragically, Doug was killed 3 days before the hearing. Ashley's defense attorney, Neil Taylor, argued that she acted in self-defense. Quote, "The reason my client shot her husband was out of fear for her life. On September 27, threats and intimidation turned to physical violence, and she was forced to defend her life," Taylor stated. Prosecutors, however, portrayed a very different motive. Assistant State Attorney Suzanne O'Donnell argued this was a custody battle, that this mother was going to win at all costs, and the cost was the life of Doug Benefield. Among the testimonies was Chris Gillum, a domestic violence investigator with the Manatee County Sheriff's Office. He highlighted a statement by Ashley years before the shooting that raised concerns after Doug's death. She let out like a screech or a high-pitched scream, and she says, "I will do whatever I have to do to keep my baby." You explicitive. I wonder if she said explicitive, if that was how that... You explicitive?
You would hope.
I'm going to start doing that from now on. When I'm like, although I never really yell at anybody, so, but it would just be.
Well, you know, it's never too late to start, Tony.
That's true. Might as well pick that up as a habit later in life.
You bet.
Here's Gillum testifying. Gillum, you explicitive.
She was wanting to know the status of the case and when Doug would be getting arrested for the violation of the injunction.
Okay. And when you do a violation of injunction, when you're investigating a violation of injunction, you can do several things, correct? You can, well, explain what you can do with it.
We can make a physical arrest in the case. There could be no charges filed in a case, or we can send the case to the state attorney's office.
Okay. So if you send the case to the state attorney's office, what does that mean?
We're just letting them make the ultimate decision if they think there's enough for charges to be filed in this case.
Okay. So it sounds like there's a no charges and then arrest and...
Sustain.
So you said Ms. Benefield was calling you asking about the arrest of Mr. Benefield?
Yes.
Okay. And what did you tell her?
That the case was still suspended at that point, and when I had an answer for her, I would let her know.
Okay. And so that was the beginning of your conversations?
Yes.
Right? So did she continue to call?
Yes, repeatedly. Twice a week at least.
And speak to you personally?
Yes.
And what was her... comments, what were her concerns?
It was the same thing. When was Doug going to be arrested for violating the injunction?
Had you ever told her that he was going to be arrested?
I did not.
Okay. At some point, did you decide to forward the charges?
I did.
And is that to the state attorney's office like we talked about?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Did you inform her of that?
I sure did.
Okay. And what was her reaction to that?
She was upset that he was not being arrested.
Okay. Were you able to explain to her that the process and how this was going to go?
Sustained.
Were you able to explain the process to her?
Yes, I was.
Okay. And how did she take that?
She was not happy that I was not placing Doug under arrest.
Okay.
Okay, it says a lot right there. She's not happy when things aren't going exactly how she thinks that they should go.
You know, is there any chance that, and I'm just asking as a woman who has had to deal with some hormonal shit, is there any chance that some of this quote unquote crazy that we're hearing about could have been postpartum?
I guess anything is possible. I'm going to go more with personality disorder. Because okay. I think it's there's evidence of it prior to her having the child.
And that's true. That's true.
Yeah. Gillum, who had recently passed a South Carolina injunction violation case reported by Ashley to the state attorney's office, mentioned that the statement initially did not seem like a direct threat. At that point, it was just not relevant for my case. There was no reason, but circumstances had changed. I thought that was information that needed to be heard, he explained.
She was upset. And at that point, I would call it a dramatic cry, hysterical cry, started happening. And I'm still informing her, we're not going to do that. We're just not going to arrest him in the courtroom. And she made a comment, something to the effect of, if the judge sees you arrest him, this will help me keep my baby. So I thought that was a pretty bold statement. And I'm like, I'm still trying to give her the benefit of the doubt. She just gave birth. Maybe she's confused. And I'm trying to explain to her gently, that's just not going to happen, especially not going to happen for a judge to see to help you in a civil matter.
And did you, in fact, explain all that to her?
Yes, I did.
And how did she react?
We went back and forth 5 minutes or so. Kept requesting to arrest him. I said, this is not going to happen. And her tone turned from the crying to very aggressive, and she says, you will effing arrest him in front of the judge, and I will make sure you do it.
What did you say to that?
I started pushing back a little bit, and I said, it's not going to happen. Whatever you say or do, you cannot make me arrest somebody in front of a judge, and it's just not going to happen.
And what did she do?
I guess she started crying again and came out with a comment, something to the effect of, I can't believe you're willing to allow Doug to kill me and the baby.
Okay.
And that hadn't come up in this phone call. The phone call dealt with me arresting Doug in front of a judge. and then it turned to arresting, or not arresting him, and allowing me to let him kill her and the baby.
She's not a manipulative person or anything.
Well, and now it's really sounding that way, isn't it?
It's very much sounding that way. It's sounding like she wants to get her way at all costs. Even if there's nothing there. But I do believe in her mind, she thinks that there's this threat and she thinks that there's this danger. But I think that's the crux of this case is, okay, she believes that there's this threat through her prism of how she thinks. But her prism is not really based in reality. And if she has a personality disorder, that's how that works. That's how people like that function. And it's not based in reality. But they full wholeheartedly believe whatever bullshit is going through their mind. And it's not like they're sitting there trying to make things up. I mean, there are aspects of that where they will lie and cheat. But it's just second nature. That's how they function. It's how they've gotten through life. It's the only way they know how to survive. But I think a lot of times, you know, they believe they are justified in whatever they are doing, that whatever it is, it's for the greater good. It's for the better cause, which is ultimately themselves. But they will do and say whatever they need to or kill somebody if that's what they think is the best thing, the best solution, and then deny that they did it for any sort of purpose other than their own well-being. There was a danger. There was a threat, a perceived threat, even if there really wasn't. And that's kind of where my opinion is on this case. I think she truly thought that Doug was a threat. And it doesn't help that Doug did shoot a fucking gun into the ceiling.
Well, okay, yeah. I was going to say, let's not forget that detail because I don't know a lot of guys who have done that.
No, that's not okay. But if you do that to someone who already has this issue, your threat level, I mean, to anyone, really, it goes up quite a bit. And you're going to be a perceived threat basically forever, you know, to almost anyone, but especially if someone does not see reality on reality's terms. So that's where we kind of get to the battered woman syndrome. But at the same point, someone lost their life here because someone's version of reality was not, in fact, reality.
There's a lot of factors at play here.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's really complex because, okay, let's say that she's a little bit off the her bubble. Well, he is too.
I agree.
Or was. So now you've got this combination of two unstable people who aren't acting rationally, and one of them just loses their shit, and somebody ends up dead.
Yep.
So it sounds like he's guilty of some stuff too. It's just, he's not there to defend himself because she killed him.
Yeah. I mean, he's basically on trial here too, to a certain extent. Obviously he can't speak for himself.
Right.
And all we really have is the claims, of this or that. And again, a judge had already said, I don't believe you. There's not a scintilla of truth to some of these accusations that you're making of being poisoned and, things of that nature. And again, I think that there's probably nuggets of truth mixed in with the stories that she's spun. But when you start identifying things that really aren't true, it's hard to believe any of them.
So what are your feelings? Where do you think this is going to go?
I don't know. This is a tough one. I honestly, I'll say hung jury on this.
Yeah, I don't have a prediction. I think I'm going to refrain from saying one way or the other. I'm leaning toward guilty, I guess, if I were to say one thing or another.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's just because he's not there to defend himself.
Yeah.
I guess we'll find out.
We will. It's a fascinating one. It might be to the jury by the weekend. So we'll follow this.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap. Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No